Recipes. This month's recipes come from the National Federation of the Blind of Connecticut. Rice Pudding by Gary Allen. Gary Allen is president of the Connecticut affiliate and a graduate student at Central Connecticut State University. He hopes to graduate this year with an MS degree in counseling with an emphasis on rehabilitation counseling. Ingredients. 2 cups cooked rice. 4 cups of half and half. 3/4 cup of sugar. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1 cup of raisins. 4 eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. Method. Combine rice, eggs, sugar, salt, milk, raisins, and vanilla flavoring. Mix all ingredients well. Bake in greased baking dish at 350 degrees for 60 to 80 minutes. Turn the rice pudding in the oven once or twice to make sure it cooks evenly. Slow-cooked beef stew by Gary Allen. Ingredients: 2 pounds beef stew meat cut into 1-inch cubes, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground black pepper, 1 clove garlic minced, 1 bay leaf, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, 1 onion chopped, 1 1/2 cups beef broth, 3 potatoes diced, 4 carrots sliced, 1 stalk celery chopped. Method: place meat in a slow cooker. In a small bowl, mix together the flour, salt, and pepper. Pour over meat and stir to coat meat with flour mixture. Stir in the garlic, bay leaf, paprika, Worcestershire sauce, onion, beef broth, potatoes, carrots, and celery. Cover and cook on low setting for 10 to 12 hours, or on high setting for 4 to 6 hours. Roasted garlic potatoes by Gary Allen. Ingredients: 3 pounds small red or white potatoes, 1/4 cup good olive oil, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons minced garlic, 6 cloves, 2 tablespoons minced fresh parsley. Method: preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Cut the potatoes in half or quarters and place in a bowl with the olive oil, salt, pepper, and garlic. Toss until the potatoes are well coated. Transfer the potatoes to a sheet pan and spread out into one layer. Roast in the oven for 45 minutes to 1 hour or until browned and crisp. Flip twice with a spatula during cooking in order to ensure even browning. Remove the potatoes from the oven, toss with parsley, season to taste, and serve hot. French Toast by Robert Pulaski. Robert Pulaski is first vice president of the Connecticut affiliate and vice president of the Central Connecticut chapter. He works as a massage therapist and is involved with the Sports and Recreation Division. Ingredients: 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 2 tablespoons sugar, 4 tablespoons butter, 4 eggs, 1/4 cup milk, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 8 slices challah, brioche or white bread, 1/2 cup maple syrup warmed. Method: in a small bowl, combine cinnamon, nutmeg, and sugar and set aside briefly. In a 10-inch or 12-inch skillet, melt butter over medium heat. Whisk together cinnamon mixture, eggs, milk, and vanilla, and pour into a shallow container, such as a pie plate. Dip bread in egg mixture. Fry slices until golden brown, then flip to cook the other side. Serve with syrup. Banana Nut Loaf by Shirley Leibowitz. Shirley Leibowitz was a charter member of the Hartford, Connecticut chapter. She was employed at Services for the Blind. These recipes were submitted for a cookbook that was never finished. Shirley passed away in June of 2011. Ingredients: 1 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup oil, 1 cup sugar, 2 eggs, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 3 ripe bananas, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 teaspoon vanilla, pinch of salt, 1/2 cup chopped nuts. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease 8x5-inch loaf pan. Mix and set aside flour, sugar, baking soda, cinnamon, and salt. Beat together oil, eggs, banana, and vanilla with electric mixer. Stir in dry ingredients and beat well. Stir in nuts. Pour into prepared loaf pan. Bake 45 to 50 minutes. Cool thoroughly before slicing. Peanut Butter Brownies by Shirley Leibowitz. 4 squares unsweetened chocolate, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1 1/2 sticks margarine, 1 cup chopped peanuts, optional, 2 cups sugar, 2/3 cup peanut butter, smooth or creamy, 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease 9x13-inch pan, melt chocolate, and all but 1 tablespoon margarine together. When completely melted, stir in all but 2 tablespoons sugar into chocolate mixture. Add eggs and vanilla, beat well. Stir in flour until well blended. Fold in nuts. Pour batter into prepared pan. Set aside. In small bowl, melt remaining butter. Stir in remaining sugar. Blend in peanut butter. Drop mixture by spoonful onto batter. Swirl with knife to marbleize. Bake 30 to 35 minutes until toothpick inserted in center comes out with fudgy crumbs. Do not overbake. Cool in pan or wire rack. Cut into squares. Sausage, Egg, and Cheese Casserole by Justin Salisbury. Justin Salisbury grew up in Connecticut and has been a member of the National Federation of the Blind since he lost his vision. He graduated from Louisiana Tech University in March 2016 and is now an orientation and mobility instructor with Ho'opono Services for the Blind in Hawaii. Ingredients: 8 slices of bread, cubed, 2 cups sharp cheddar cheese, grated, 1 1/2 pounds ground sausage, 4 to 6 eggs, 2 1/2 cups of milk, 3/4 teaspoon dry mustard, 1/2 cup of additional milk, 1 cup mushroom soup. Method: place the bread cubes in a 9 by 13 inch casserole dish. Brown and drain the sausage. Put the cheese on the bread, then add the sausage. Beat the eggs with mustard and milk, then pour over the casserole. Refrigerate overnight. When you are ready to bake, dilute the soup with 1/2 cup of milk and pour over the casserole. Bake at 300 degrees for 1 1/2 hours.